Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechta Gittin, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efrayim Yerziva Kagun, B'Karav Mamish. And Mishnah Aleph tells us, HaNizakin Shama Lahen Be'idis, when we have cases of damages that need to be paid, we evaluate with the best property. For example, Reuven's cow caused $1,000 worth of damage in Shimon's property. So either Reuven pays $1,000, or we're going to take $1,000 of Reuven's best property and give that to Shimon. Now really, according to the strict halacha, we don't take the best property of Reuven's, we take Shimon's best property, meaning we evaluate what's Shimon's best property worth, and then Reuven has to give him $1,000 of his own property based off of the value of Shimon's best property. However, because of Tikkun HaOlam, in order to send a clear message to people that you have to make sure that you and your property doesn't do damage to somebody else, we make the Mazik, the one that carried out the damage, that's Reuven, pay from his own Iddis and not from the other person's Iddis. Moving on, Ubal Chayv Beinness, when collecting a loan, that's paid from Beinness from average property. For example, Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and he owes him that money, and he's not paying in cash, so we're going to take $1,000 worth of Reuven's average property and give that to Shimon. Really, according to strict halacha, Reuven only has to pay from his ziburis, from his worst quality property. However, this is once again a B'nai Tikkun Olam case. The Chum were afraid that people are going to stop lending money if they're going to be lending good hard cash, and they're going to be getting back the cheapest property. Therefore, they said, when collecting for a chayv, you get Beinonis, average property. And lastly, Ksubas Isha B'ziburis, when a woman's collecting for a ksuba, she gets to collect from the husband's cheapest property because there's no Tikkun Olam over here. There's a line, Yoyser Masha Ish Reitz Elisa, Isha Reitz Elinase, that more than a man wants to get married, a woman wants to get married. Therefore, it's not like women are going to not get married just because when they collect their ksuba, they're going to only get the worst property. And since again, there's no Tikkun Olam, they get from Ziburis. However, Amir says, Av Ksubas Isha Beinonis, even when a woman's collecting her ksuba, she gets from Beinonis, but when a Paschal like Amir. And moving on to Mishnah Beis, continue to talk about collecting money for a debt owed. And over here, we discuss two different types of properties, Nechasim Meshubadim and Nechasim B'nei Chayrin. Nechasim B'nei Chayrin is simple. This is literally translated as free property. This is something that's owned by the person outright. It's free, meaning he could do whatever he wants with it. He could sell it or keep it. It's not lien to anybody or anything. It's simple and free of complications. Now, Nechasim Meshubadim is a little more complicated. Let's say Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon on Sunday, and then on Monday, he sold $1,000 worth of his property to Levi. That property is called Nechasim Meshubadim. Really, it's Meshubad. It's on lien to pay for the loan that Reuven has. And if when Shimon comes knocking on Reuven's door, asking him for the loan, Reuven says, I'm sorry, I don't have any money, Shimon could go to Levi and take that property away. And that's what the Mishnah tells us, Eina from Nechasim Meshubadim, B'makam Sheyesh Nechasim B'nei Chayrin. When somebody's collecting for a debt owed, he's not allowed to collect from Nechasim Meshubadim if there are B'nei Chayrin properties. V'afilu Hein Ziburis. Even if these B'nei Chayrin properties are the worst quality, and we had said in the previous Mishnah, then when collecting for a chayv, one can take from average property. Still, Chazal were matakin over here that when we have two different types of property and there is Nechasim B'nei Chayrin, that's what has to be collected from, even though it's the worst quality, because they want to protect the L'kaychais, the ones who bought the property. And lastly, the Mishnah tells us, Ein Efram Menechse Yisaimim El Menaziburis, when somebody's collecting a loan from the Yisaimim, the kids who inherited their father who passed away, it was the father who borrowed the money, he died and now left his properties to his Yisaimim, so the one owed the money is collecting from his Yisaimim, they're only allowed to collect from Ziburis, from the worst properties. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Daled. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.